people reacting to the news that the Lions, they got a Christmas Day game. Play on Thanksgiving, play on Christmas. Yep. Welcome to the big time. And we should embrace it, even if it is going to be an inconvenience, if it's going to mess with your Christmas. Hopefully people have enough heads up here 7 months from now that they can account for that. But yeah, it's going to change our Christmas Day for sure. Gator, you host on Christmas, your family, and you've said all along when this first came out with Rob Wood, maybe a month, month and a half ago, when he mentioned it as a possibility, that you're not in favor of it, but you know, I'm sure you'll survive and we all will. It's just it's the price, unfortunately, that comes with being really good. But that's cool. It's cool that we are really good. So 248-539-9797. Meantime, they also, if you're just joining us and didn't hear the update, they will open at Green Bay 425 on the first Sunday. So those are the Lions notes that are out there this morning. Also, people still reacting to last night's Javi Baez walk-off to beat Boston.
That was something. Good. That was something.
Really was.
His second three-run homer of the game. Amazing.
Yep. Torque hit a bomb as well.
That he did. Opposite field.
It wasn't all elite. The Tigers used seven pitchers. Five of them gave up runs.
Yeah, that the pitching chaos method last night did not not really come through. Fortunately, the bats did, and they just do all of those little things that you have to love about a fundamentally sound baseball team, taking the extra base when you can, and they absolutely did that. And it was last night's guy get the game's kind of confused, but there was a play where they tried to take third base as the runner's coming home,
yeah,
and got gunned down at third base. It's okay, you'll take it. Takes a perfect throw to get him. It was a perfect throw. And I'm all right with it. But the way this team extends at bats, fouling off pitches, Chase Young had a great at bat last night prior to Javi's first three-run homer, I believe. It was a great at bat. Just extended it, and then finally ends up with a base hit into right field. Him seeing all those pitches allows Javi to see all those pitches and everybody else, if you're paying attention. And that's the thing about the Tigers. They're always paying attention. Chase Young in the dugout, looking at the tablet as they're making a pitching change. Okay, here's what to expect. Make sure you do this. Now, I think most players do that, but I like to see it, particularly the young player like Chase Young, who's struggled so mightily this year to start the season at the plate. He's not hitting, but came up with a big hit when they needed it.
Sure did, and...
And the play he makes at third base in foul territory.
Pretty good.
Wow.
David from Bloomfield writes in, it's a double whamming... A double whammy of sticking it to Lions and Lions fans, WTF. Talking about a Christmas game and on Netflix.
Yeah.
Double whammy, says Dave.
What about the fact that I think people last year thought like they wouldn't do that to the Lions because they play Thanksgiving. But this year, two major holidays, Lions fans, that you're going to have to... I mean, we're used to the Thanksgiving one, obviously. But now you throw in the Christmas Day. That's two.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what Dan Campbell has to say about it. Does he relish that? Because, you know, there is time off after the Christmas game, just like there is after the Thanksgiving game. But at the same time, you're also having two shorter weeks.
I don't know.
It kind of goes both ways there.
I don't know. It's kind of life in the big time, right? I mean, you just kind of got to roll with it. Unnamed texter, I like the idea of a Christmas Day Lions game this one time. If they start to do it every other year to us because they got a good rating, then it will start to get annoying. It's from an unnamed texter. Now we need the Pistons to play on Christmas as well. That's from Stan in Waterford.
Remember when it used to be the NBA's day? Remember before that it used to be college football day? There would be a bowl game on Christmas.
Remember when it used to be Christmas? Remember when it was Jesus' birthday?
You just go down, open up presents, hang out with the family.
Yeah.
It's all changed.
Yep.
Mm. The NFL does not care.
They don't.
All they care about is making money. That's what they care about.
But rest assured, we don't have to worry about the owners making money.
Yeah.
We can sleep easy at night knowing they're squeezing every penny out of us.
Yeah, those billionaires are going to be okay. They're going to make it.
Whew.
Crisis averted.
Jeff in Flushing, I have Netflix, but there's a 0% chance of me watching on Christmas. Natalie at home says, no one should play football on Christmas Day. They should be home with their children and their families, and putting all football games on streaming is BS because not everybody can stream. I understand.
I agree more with the second part than the first
streaming part. Is probably, to me, worse than Christmas Day. And in part because while we'll spend the time with family, the family will like watching the game together. Like, it'll be just something else we do on Christmas Day together. But the streaming part of it, I understand that more than it, that. I mean, it's very valid. It's an additional cost. And we all have decisions to make with our disposable income. And some have chosen not to get Netflix and use their money elsewhere. Some just can't afford it. And that stinks. Hey guys, I love the Christmas Day game. A few years ago when they clinched the playoffs on Christmas Eve, it was one of the best celebrations I've ever had with my family while they were all over. That's from Ben in St. Clair Shores.
I'm not against Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Christmas Day is different.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll survive that.
I don't like your attitude.
You don't?
No. I don't like this attitude you're taking where, hey, you know, it's like, that's life. We're gonna be fine.
Well, it's,
I mean,
I don't want to spend the entire bulk of my life wishing that the Lions are really good. And now that they're really good and this comes with it, I start bitching about that too. No, I don't. That doesn't feel right. Mm. It feels like this is what happens when you're really good. And I don't know. Does that make me bad? You don't like that?
I just don't like your attitude. You're too cavalier about this.
Am I?
I think you are.
Kang, am I being too cavalier about this?
Gator wants you to feel like he does, man.
I know.
That's what he's trying
to
say.
Upset a little bit.
I'm not upset
instead
about
you're taking the high road on this, or you're like, hey, well, you know what? It's just life. We got to get some breaks, bad breaks in life. It's like you're treating
No. Like it's the cost of being good. It's not just that's just life.
Mm. Sometimes things aren't fair. Can't always get what you want.
Okay. None of that I am saying. None of that I am saying. I'm saying this is the price of being really good.
It's all akin. Same family.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, a ranking of the biggest surprises of the season. Do we make it? We'll get to that today at 11:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, it's finally happened. The weather went from cold and dark to hot and sunny in a blink of an eye, just like it always does for us here in Michigan. And I love the heat as much as the rest of you guys do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I want it taking over my house. In fact, I don't want it taking over my house. So do what I do. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to make sure that your AC is running cold. And if you got a pool, make sure that the pool in the backyard is running warm this summer. The red, white, and blue trucks, they're on their way. Just call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Another announcement here. The NFL has leaked another Lions game. The Lions are going to play the Bears on Easter Sunday, and they will play the Eagles on July 4th. So you got that also to look forward to.
Uh-huh.
NFL, man, they'll just schedule the games whenever they want. Whenever they want. It's the way they do it. 248-539-9797. Lions get a Christmas Day game at Minnesota. 248-539-9797. Okay. List of the top 10 surprises in baseball. Do you think the Tigers made the list?
Yes.
This was put together by Jim Bowden of The Athletic. Top 10 surprises in baseball. Working our way down from number 10 to number 1. If I can get the story to load, which it won't do. Here we go. All right. At number 10, Andrés Muñoz not giving up an earned run thus far. At number 9, minor league stadiums in Major League Baseball working out for the most part. Number 8, the Rafael Devers Red Sox saga. Number 7, San Francisco's strong start. Number six, Cal Raleigh challenging Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and Kyle Schwarber in power. Number five, Mackenzie Gore leading all MLB pitchers in punchouts. Number three, Jacob Wilson's hitting stats. Number two, the Mariners' rejuvenated offense. I'm sorry, that's number three. Number two, the Mets' rotation pitching well. And number one, the Tigers setting the pace in the American League. That is the number one surprise from the first quarter of the season, according to Jim Bowden of The Athletic. And he gives the reasons why. Second in the American League in ERA. Second in the American League in runs scored. The resurgence of Javi Baez. Gleyber Torres, what he is doing. The last sentence he writes the following. Without a doubt, the Tigers are for real. Independent, national voice, without a doubt, the Tigers are for real.
Well, I think it's not just the 43 games this year. It goes back to the final 60 games last year or whatever. I mean, you've got a real nice sample size to look at how they finished up. They've added some pieces to this team, and guys have stepped it up. When you get Torkelson and Casey Mize playing like first overall picks, when you've got Javi Baez playing like the player that you gave a giant contract to 4 years ago, that is going to help. And you bring back Jack Flaherty, although he hasn't been great with this team, but Skubal hasn't missed a beat. Reese Olson's pitching well. Jackson Job has been up and down, but when he's up, he's huge. There's a lot to like. It's A.J. Hinch's team. A.J. Hinch's team, his teams, they know how to play baseball, if nothing else. They may not have eye-popping stats, at least they didn't last year, but they are kind of this year. They're fifth in batting average this year in Major League Baseball. They are sixth in OPS in Major League Baseball, and maybe most surprisingly is they're eighth in home runs in Major League Baseball. I don't think anybody expected this team to be hitting the ball out of the ballpark with regularity, and they are. That's just what they do. And they're third in runs scored in Major League Baseball. The run differential is sick when you look at it of where that's at with this team. I mean, it's plus 85. The Yankees are plus 80. With all that power they have, they're plus 80. The Tigers are better. The Tigers are the best differential in all of baseball.
It's crazy. And?
The best record, tied with the best record in all of baseball, too.
So going back to this, without a doubt, the Tigers are for real. What does that mean? That means Jim Bowden expects them to be here all year, that they are going to compete all year, that at this point, what happens from here on out, if they continue to compete at this level, it's not a surprise. It's turning into the expectation. And that's an independent voice, former GM in this league. He's been in the media for a while, but maybe this would have some people, not doubt that Baez can keep this up, Mize can keep it up, Torkelson can keep it up. I mean, I guess the biggest thing is Mize got hurt again, and it's the same injury that kept him out almost 2 months last year, but...
Not the same severity, but yes.
It's not expected to be nearly as severe. Let's hope that's the case.
The question I would like to know from Jim Bowden is, okay, if you believe that the Tigers are who they are, that's awesome. What about Cleveland and Kansas City? Because they're on the heels still. The Tigers, despite all the winning, the Guardians are 7-3. All three teams are 7-3 in their last 10 games.
Yep.
They're all just keeping pace here. Cleveland's 25-17, Kansas City 25-19, the Tigers are 28-15. There are four teams in the division above 500. The best division in baseball. So how good are those other teams? Are they really that good?
So really, at the beginning, the first thing he says is, during spring training, the Tigers, along with the Guardians, Royals, and Twins, look like they could be in the mix for the American League Central title. However, despite the strong finish from last season, I don't think anyone thought Detroit would jump out to the American League's best record in the first quarter of the season. Look, the team ERA, they're second?
I believe so, yeah.
They're behind the Royals, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that Kansas City and Minnesota both have given up fewer runs than the Tigers have this year. So that's in large part pitching. You got defense that plays a role in that too. And they're winning close games. because the run differential isn't special. Plus 19 for Minnesota is good, plus 7 for Kansas City. But again, the Tigers are plus 85. Those teams are getting really good pitching. They're sound baseball teams. They're getting some timely hitting as well. But the Tigers have it overall. When you look at their numbers against other teams in Major League Baseball, this is absolutely one of the better teams in baseball, if not the best team in baseball.
248-539-9797. Without a doubt, he says the Tigers are for real. You know, I was thinking about other things that are going on when you're playing this well and you're creating and generating this kind of excitement. We did a Twitter poll last week and asked, you know, how many, one of the questions we asked people is how many games are you going to go to this summer? People want to get on board. But you know who else wants to get on board? Vierling, Meadows, Rogers, mm-hmm. Wenzel Perez. Like, if you're hurt,
Keel Badu wants an opportunity.
You want back so bad. You want to be a part of this. You want to be part of the excitement. And I would have to imagine it trickles down to Erie. Tyron Lorenzo wants to get up here as quickly as possible. Justice Bigby, the pitcher Ham.
Jaden Ham,
he's considered a good prospect. He wants, like, those guys want to be part of it.
Trey Cruz is finally hitting. He's killing the ball, the double-A ball. He's an older draft pick that they had from years ago. But
you got,
he's finally figuring it out.
You got Max Clark and Bryce Rainier at lower levels dying to get up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the trade deadline, which is going to be weird this year because this is our first time looking at it from a obvious position where buying makes a ton of sense. Last time we were like this was like a decade ago, and things have changed because the playoff format's changed and there's way fewer teams that'll feel like they're out of it. So there's way fewer sellers and more buyers. So, you know, this is going to be a weird spot for us because it's just been different. But the players that get traded to Detroit probably want to be here.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And, you know, something you brought up with Casey Mize, that's a downer. That he is going to miss a couple starts in the rotation. Hopefully that's it. It's only going to be like three starts that he misses. Yep. Hopefully. Because they don't have that guy ready to make that jump. Cater Montero is the guy they keep giving opportunities to, and he's had one outstanding start and then a couple not so great, you know? And they just don't have that big arm pitcher at the double-A or triple-A level just yet. They've got some guys that I'm sure they want to take a look at some point, but I think it obviously behooves them to get Casey Mize back ASAP. This better just be a tweak, because otherwise this is another, if it lingers and lingers and lingers, it's just another knock on Casey Mize and he can't stay healthy.
Feedback here. Dan in Ottawa Lake says, I absolutely love the Christmas game. We get up in the morning, cook breakfast, open presents, and then we have nothing to do all afternoon. I love it. Ryan in a truck says, I'm so glad there's finally something other than basketball on Christmas Day, especially if the games are going to be later in the evening. Love the show, guys. Thank you, Ryan. From an unnamed texter, get on board, Doug. Christmas is all about bitching, usually about family. Have a good time with the family. All these damn Christmas games, somebody better throw a Hail Mary. That's from an unnamed texter. I love the fact that they play on Christmas. At least you have another option other than the Cowboys. That's from an unnamed texter. Lost in the shuffle last night. What is the Brisky concern level? I mean, it's there. I mentioned earlier five of the seven pitchers gave up runs last night, which is suboptimal. But, you know, you're going to have days like this.
I think you can always look at improving the bullpen. You can always do that.
Yep.
You know, even Canely pitched earlier in the game. He didn't look nearly as sharp. And sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. And fortunately, the bats were able to answer back for any of the shortcomings that the pitching had last night. But
Brisky's not been good, though, this year.
No, he's been – and he missed some time, too. So, no, he hasn't been that guy. But all it takes is a couple of good outings, clean outings to get you back.
He could use them, yeah. I mean, you know, you're typically not every player is hitting on all cylinders all at the same time, but, you know, that doesn't mean you can't strive to get better. 248-539-9797. Gator, Vegas odds are out. one of the biggest names in the sport in Detroit is now amongst the favorites to get him.
Hmm.
We'll get to that today at 11:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
You know, trying to shop for a car is not maybe the thing you really looked forward to the most, but I'll tell you what, if you go to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, you're going to enjoy it. The folks make it easy, they make it fun, and right now they've got two incredible lease specials that are really hard to beat. How about this? You can drive home a 2025 Equinox EV for only $249 a month, that's for 24 months, with just $1,499 down. Or if you need a truck that works as hard as you do, how about this? The 2025 Silverado 2FL is also just $249 a month for 24 months and that same low down payment. And by the way, that low down payment, that includes the taxes and the fees. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not stuck with just a few options. And they're open on Saturdays for sales and service with no appointment necessary. And heads up, the Memorial Day sale they've got going on, it lasts all month long. So now is the perfect time to make your move, and you're going to see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, and they treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, together, let's drive.
Are you cheating on your lunch?
Am I cheating on my lunch?
Yeah.
I just had a bite of a protein Pop-Tart.
A what?
A protein Pop-Tart.
What did they get? Chicken? Was it chicken pot pie Pop-Tart or something? What are you talking about? Protein
Pop-Tart. You get these. I ripped up the package, so it's kind of hard to see. I'll hold it up for the cameras. But yeah, get them at Target. High protein Pop-Tarts.
I mean, every time we were surprised, I mean, should we really be? I mean, well, it's Doug, man.
I didn't know they made protein Pop-Tarts.
Well, if they did, Doug would find it.
20 grams of protein in every Pop-Tart.
Extra a lot of Pop-Tart. Whey.
What flavor?
This is brown sugar and cinnamon.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Probably won't offer you a bite of one that's been opened and I've fondled, but.
You fondled.
I can bring in a protein Pop-Tart for you to try.
It's just one that comes in a package?
One comes in the package, yeah.
That's it, not two?
Yep. Yeah, nothing should surprise you. Is this a shocker?
I didn't know they made, the shockers, I didn't know they made protein Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising. You found it.
Yeah. This is the protein Pop-Tart. 20 grams of protein, my man. Tanger, you're shaking your head.
No, you always say, oh, I don't make my food decisions based on health, but you do. Just admit it. It's okay, man. It's
no, you.
You
do.
Hold on. Oh, you're wrong. The quote is wrong. Quote is, I don't make all of my food decisions based on health.
Just 98%.
Right.
Many of them are, but not all of them.
You can't just have a regular Pop-Tart like the rest of us. You got to find the healthiest
one. I have, but, you know.
But only one. You won't have the two that come in the package. Just one.
That's not true. I'll eat the two, and it's the brown sugar and cinnamon. That's my favorite flavor of Pop-Tart. But this one has protein. It's a high-protein Pop-Tart. I'll bring it in. I'll let you each try one.
I don't want one.
You don't even want to try it?
Nope, I'm good. Let me know, Gator.
I mean, I'd like to try it, but I mean, they only come one in a pack.
I can bring you two packages if you want.
No, I'm just saying, it seems like you're getting cheated out of having an extra one. But, I mean, 40 grams of protein.
Well, this is 20.
I know, but if I bring
you want the 40? You want the full 40? All right.
It's always odd because it's well before noon.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Normally you put on a show, so.
Well, I'm going to heat up the lunch. Leftovers from last night during the next commercial break, but. I just was a little hungry, so I grabbed the protein Pop-Tart.
All right.
Okay, I mentioned before the break, Vegas odds. Detroit is now one of the favorites to land one of the biggest names in the game. Any guesses on who that name is?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Yep. Wrong sport.
Mitch Marner.
Correct sport, wrong name. Probably a bigger name than Mitch Marner.
I don't know.
What's the biggest name in the league?
Connor McDavid.
Okay, I He's the best player in the league. I don't know that he's the biggest name in the league. You want to guess anymore? You look really confused.
I'm drawing a blank on a player for Dallas.
No, he's a player for Pittsburgh.
Sidney Crosby?
So betonline.ag just put out odds on Sidney Crosby's next team. He shut down trade speculation, but it still exists. So BetOnline, put it out there. The favorite to land Sidney Crosby is the Montreal Canadiens at 3-1. The Avs are 4-1. The Vegas Golden Knights are 11-2, which is the equivalent of 5.5-1. The Detroit Red Wings are 15-2, which is the equivalent of 7.5-1. Why do you think this is the case that the Red Wings are the fourth favorite to land Sidney Crosby in a trade?
I don't know. It's because they've had Patrick Kane for the last couple of years. They've taken a chance on, you know, guy at the end of his career. I don't know. Look, I respect the hell out of Sidney Crosby. I know that might be.
I know how this works
it
in this town.
Might be a sin to say that in this
people
town.
People will
but
be
I,
calling
I think,
for your job in 3, 2, and 1.
I get it, but I think that what he's done throughout his career is absolutely incredible, considering he's doing it without anybody protecting him on the ice. So I do have appreciation for him and coming back from all the concussion issues that he's got. But I don't think it makes any sense for the Red Wings to be mentioned in the same breath as Sidney Crosby. That's not the player that that's not the type of player that they need moving forward. It's not that big bruising guy that's going to stand in front of the net, take all the punishment, score goals.
Well, the question is, can you use a 30-goal scorer along with that big bruising guy? Like, it doesn't have to be the only move of the offseason, right?
No, it doesn't have to be the only move of the offseason. But again, adding a player at the end of his career as opposed to getting somebody who's going to be in the prime of their career seems counterintuitive to what the Red Wings want to do, unless you can get them at a cheap, cheap, cheap price, which is what they can do with Patrick Kane.
Yeah, let's be clear here. It's the only way they'd get him. And of course, if you can get a better, younger player, you take him. We always talk about accessibility. What do they have legitimate accessibility to? And is Sidney Crosby really even accessible? Well, enough that they put these odds out there. He's played his entire career at Pittsburgh.
He should play his entire career at
Pittsburgh. He probably should. And most of the speculation is that he will, but I guess these trade rumors persist, and that's why it's led to this. I just find it awfully. I mean, they put these odds out for a reason. Why is Detroit in the top four, to land Sidney Crosby in a trade? Has he always wanted to play with Kane?
I don't know. He wants to play for an original six team. I don't know. And Pittsburgh was, the outside looking into the playoffs this past season with only 80 points. That's less than the 86 the Red Wings had. If you're Pittsburgh, do you start thinking about, he's a legend, so it's weird to start thinking, should we trade him and try to get something for him? He still has value because he's still a very productive player. Do you want to do him a solid and send him somewhere where he can win? I don't think Detroit's that spot. I mean, Colorado would make sense. I don't know if Montreal makes sense, but like I said, I think Colorado makes sense. Some of these other teams you can make a case for, but not Detroit.
No. No, I find it really weird and curious. But Vegas doesn't operate randomly. Like, this isn't some random number generator and they just came up with 15-2. Kenny, Mr. NHL back there, can you think of a reason?
So the only thing that I could come up with is if they sell Sidney Crosby, that's them announcing to the world they're starting their rebuild, which they probably should have done last year. And what is that? I think this is more about Pittsburgh than it's about Detroit. Because if they do that, what does Detroit have a lot of? We have a lot of young prospects,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's what would have to go the other way in that trade. And I think that's why Detroit's on the list. Does it make sense for Detroit? Not really. I think it makes sense for like a Colorado or a Vegas, which is on that list, because they might be one or two players away from a Stanley Cup at any given year. But Detroit, no, it doesn't make sense timeline-wise.
And Crosby's coming off a great year. He had 91 points this last year. Maybe also add to the fact that Evgeny Malkin is talking about retiring. And that's his running mate. So, if that's the case, then, you know, if you're Pittsburgh, and like Kenny said, if you're going to start the rebuilding process, there you go. I mean, you could trade Sidney Crosby while he still has value, and there's still value, a ton of value with Sidney Crosby.
Kang, what do you think?
Do you think they're on there that high, the Red Wings, because they're the Red Wings and this is a betting line? People know the team. You know what I mean? Like, not that there's really any real substance behind it other
just
than
to get
yes.
cash out of it.
Yes.
Could be.
They're trying to just think why.
Yeah, because you're right. It is a betting line. They're just trying to reflect the market. And all the money they bring in, they're planning on making money. They're planning on making money. And so how do they set the number to make the best money? So you could be right on that. But if, I mean, can you even imagine this? Like, this is hard to even imagine. Sidney Crosby, winged wheel. I mean, part of it is like, blech, but also, hey man, he's been over 30 goals each of the last four years.
The Red Wings have made moves over the years consistently that made me go, wow, I didn't see that. I didn't see them getting Chris Chelios. I didn't see them trading for Brendan Shanahan. I certainly didn't see them getting Luke Robitaille and Brett Hull as free agents. I didn't see them trading for Dominic Hasek. You know, these are all things that happened, and it feels like it happened a lifetime ago now because of where they're at now. But I also didn't see them landing Patrick Kane.
Right.
And I didn't see Patrick Kane saying, yeah, I love it here in Detroit. I want to play here again because my kids are friends with the Brinkett's kids and the whole thing, whatever. You know, it's kind of crazy how Detroit has always been a landing spot for players that you didn't expect coming here.
248-539-9797. I have a feeling our audience probably will get hostile towards us for even bringing this up, but it was emailed to us today. Odds of Sidney Crosby's next team, Detroit fourth on the list. So whatever.
Oh.
Whatever. There it is from betonline.ag. Okay, Gator, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Happened again to me last night, and because of the audience, it impacted my decision. And we'll get to that today at 11:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you need a new garage door right now, Precision Garage Door Service can get you one in as little as 24 hours because they're the only company that's got new garage doors in stock at their local warehouse. Nobody does it faster. Nobody does it better. So if your garage door is broken down, and maybe you can't leave your house right now, it's stuck in that garage because the garage door is busted, give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. It's something I did a few years ago. I called them up. I needed new garage doors. They came out, explained everything to me, walked me through all the options, and bingo, I had new garage doors just like that, and I couldn't be happier. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule an appointment online at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com.
Coming up, back half of the noon hour, Mark Brunell, Lions quarterback coach, talked about the backup quarterback situation yesterday, and John Morton, the new offensive coordinator, first impressions of a somewhat controversial line. We will get to that in the back half of the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Probably the number one topic we are getting feedback on is Christmas Day. And the Lions, it leaked, will play on Christmas Day at Minnesota. Still a lot of hobby talk coming in, though, and it's been great to see this Tiger team do what they've been doing. Here we go. Jesse the Mailman says, no Detroit takeover on Christmas in Minnesota. I wouldn't imagine a lot of people would want to make that road trip.
No, I don't think so.
I don't like the Lions on Christmas. Christmas is for family. For years, we deal with it on Thanksgiving. I'm always having to set the table or pull the turkey out in the middle of the second half. The NFL is king and doesn't care anymore. Well, I don't think they've cared for quite some time. They're finding new revenue streams.
Looks like pizza for Christmas. Sorry, family.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can borrow Kenny's hot dog roller. Or Kang's hot dog roller. Unless you guys are using it too because it's Christmas and there's football.
Are people going to do Christmas tailgates in their houses? Fire up the grill?
And it's Christmas. People, you know, hit the eggnog anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so yesterday, decided to go for a little run, trying to get...
That's a mistake.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. But early in the run, Gator, I was like, oh boy.
You had to go?
I got to go. So we talked about this like last month when same thing happened and I'm walking past a construction site. That day it was a walk. Walking past a construction site and there's a port-a-john. Construction work was done for the day. Port-a-john's still there. And we asked the question, can you?
Mm-hmm.
The feedback we got was from people that work construction sites. And I would say 4 out of 5 said, sure, go ahead. But there was the 1 out of 5 that said, no, that's not your port-a-john. That's our port-a-john.
Yeah.
And I could kind of understand why. You don't know how people are going to treat it. You want it to be clean. If you're working a construction site, you don't want randos going in there and messing it up. Disgusting slobs, right? So I was like, I'm going to pass because I don't know.
You're going to risk it.
I'm going to keep going. So I kept going.
Were you? A
little bit later on, I'm like, I still got to go.
Were at the halfway point or were you past?
I was
halfway.
Early in the run.
Oh.
Saw another one. And I'm like, I'm going to keep going.
Wow.
And as is typically the case, the situation only grew more dire.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Yeah. And I...
Your sphincter knows.
I ended up passing 4 port-a-johns.
You passed on 4 of them?
I passed on 4 of them because the audience said... There was enough in the audience that said, you don't do it.
There wasn't enough in the audience.
Well, I don't...
20%. You had 80% saying, go for it.
I know, but I don't know if the people at the construction crew... that worked that site were in the 80% or the 20%, and I just didn't want to violate the rules. So,
was it after hours? Were they working or still or
not?
Not
one of them was there any work going on. If there was work going on, I might have asked.
What is your problem?
Just do it. I'm trying to be respectable.
To who?
And to the people that...
To the people that aren't there, that won't know?
Well, if they don't want me to use their port-a-john, I don't want to use their port-a-john.
Well, they didn't say don't use it.
Well, they didn't say use it either.
But they didn't say don't use it.
No. I opted
to pass.
You gotta
go. You gotta go.
I made it home. I did make it home.
Well.
Without any emergencies. So
I think you made a mistake.
Well, so you would just use it.
If you gotta go, you gotta go. There's something called an emergency.
So at one point I wondered, should I reroute the run and go by an actual store that has a restroom? But I didn't.
Dude,
I live on the edge. You know me. I'm a risk taker.
I had a friend on one of my golf trips one year. Really had to go. And there was no port-a-john really in sight. And he's standing in the sand trap next to the green. And he wants to finish the hole before he makes a beeline for the port-a-john. Mm-hmm. And he is like posing like a flamingo in the sand. And I'm like, Chris, what's up? He's like, I gotta go. I'm like, well, go. And he's like, but I gotta try to meditate and make it go away.
Right.
So he can finish off the hole. And he dies and then jumps into the golf cart and takes off and then spends the next like 25 minutes in a hot box because it's the middle of the summer and comes out. And my man is dripping in sweat. And I'm like, wow, you okay? He's like, thank God that port-a-john was there. I'm like, well, that's what it's there for. Emergencies just like this. If you got to use it, I mean, it's there for everybody to, you know, the golf course. You got to go, you got to go. And they'd rather you use the port-a-john than just go in the woods there. But the opportunity for you was right there. Not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 port-a-johns you passed up.
I passed on all 4.
Now, good for you that you were able to meditate it and make it go away until you got home. And I'm sure by then it was like a struggle to see how quickly you can get the shorts off before things started to happen.
I made it.
But you made it.
I did make it. 248-539-9797. Dre is in Detroit, 997. Want a ticket. Hi, Dre.
Hey, Doug Gator. How you guys doing today?
We're great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Always good to talk to you guys. It's been a little while. It's funny you guys brought this up. My neighbor had a pretty bad house fire last year, Memorial Day weekend, actually. It's been almost a year now.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, this is a residential street, right? I'm right next door to, they put the Port-a-John on his front lawn, okay? I wouldn't be a problem if the doggone UPS drivers and the FedEx drivers and the people walking their dogs weren't just, you know, going across my lawn. I don't mind them going into the sidewalk, but these guys will cut through my bushes to go use this Port-a-John, and it just drives me nuts. And I know the general contractor very well that's doing the work next door to him. So I called him up, and he says, hey, Andre, I would love to move it in the back, but the neighbor on the other side, because they share a driveway, he won't let them bring the Port-a-John through the driveway, so it's got to sit there on the lawn. It's been there for almost a year now, man. It just drives me batty, you know?
Well, I mean, so with that said, you think I made the right call not using the Port-a-John?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yeah. You know, it just...
Andre, put yourself in Doug's position, though. If you're out there jogging and you're a long way from home, and you're passing up Port-a-John after Port-a-John, at some point, aren't you going, man, I got to go. I got to use this.
Well,
yeah, you know what? If it got to that point, you know, because I'll tell you this, you know, I do a lot of driving for my job. And, man, sometimes when it hits you, you got to go. And I'm looking for one of those, what do they call those little, not the hospitals, but the urgent care places.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go and light it up, man. I tell you, I don't mess around.
Nick is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
What's it like, the urgent care?
Hey, fellas. So, hey. I'm a Port-a-John expert. I'm a construction guy.
Here we go.
So, I have extensive experience, but I try not to use them if I can help it. I usually try to hit a Starbucks, nice and clean, maybe a Home Depot or Lowe's.
Hotels are good.
Hotels are great.
Hotel lobby.
Sure. I almost got arrested for using a Port-a-John.
Really?
So I was in Royal Oak by some of the clubs down there, and it was probably 1:30 in the morning. And I left the bar, and then I realized, you know, I had to go pretty bad. I hadn't broken the seal yet.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, God, I'm not waiting in this line to get back in the bar. So I start wandering around. I'm like, there's nowhere that's going to let me in. It's 1:30 in the morning. So I found a construction site in an alley, and I was like, all right, well, no one's here right now. So I go in, and I'm just unloading. Everything's going great. And all of a sudden, I hear a couple voices outside the alley, and I'm like, man, hopefully, and I see flashlights.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, boy, I think these are cops. Sure enough, they come pulling right around the face of the alley, and immediately the flashlights shine right at the porta potty, and I'm like, oh, God.
So you got out.
Oh,
what
God.
Happened?
So they're immediately like, hey, who's in there? Who's in there? I'm like, oh, I'm in here, and they can – the reason they knew I was in there is they could hear my stream. So I'm like, I'm trying to finish, guys. But I finally
midstream,
come out.
I can't stop.
They
it
literally
stings.
Got their hand on the gun. They got the cuffs
the
ready.
Gun?
They were ready to take me in right there. And I was like, oh, my. Like, guys, I just had to go to – they're like, yeah, well, you're trespassing
it,
right now.
It didn't so, almost
Doug,
get you arrested.
Right call, man.
It didn't almost get you arrested. It almost got you shot. Hand on the gun.
Trespassing.
Wow. All right, AJ Hinch joined the morning show coming up at 12:08. Here, start to hear the best of what he had to say, his thoughts on Javi Baez's turnaround. What he has seen, why it has happened. That at 12:08 here on 97.1 The Ticket.